everyone, to the introduction for the Black Tower podcast. I am Andrew.
And I'm Aaron.
And yeah, so here we go. In a odd twist of events, for those of you that have read the actual series, we actually asked the ladies over at the White Tower podcast if they were cool with this idea, if they were fine with us starting up the Black Tower podcast. We didn't want to take any of their idea away from it or try to make it seem like we copied them entirely. And they said it was fine. So big thanks to Jen and Jess for being really cool about it and saying they're good with having the Black Tower around as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to having some support from them.
Yeah. So we'll get into a little bit about the ideas for the podcast, kind of what brought us together into doing this. This first introduction is going to be pretty short, only about 30 minutes or so. We had some issues first time figuring out some recording and how to get both of our voices recorded at the same time to hopefully save time in the end for production reasons. But yeah, so we'll get into it. So our kind of central theme is we don't really want this to be exactly a linear podcast. We don't want to go, you know, Eye of the World or book one, chapter one. Okay, well, here's chapter one and then chapter two and then just go chapter by chapter or even necessarily book by book. As much as I don't want to say can avoid it, but as much as we don't have to, that's not like a concern of ours if it's in chronological order. It's more of an idea of talking about characters or places or concepts from the entirety of the book series as much as we can. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, it's like taking a big picture view of one thing at a time.
Yeah, I think the example you used was, instead of talking about like the chapters in the Eye of the World where Perrin gets to do some of the things he can do for the rest of the series, we just talk about how the things associated with that are good throughout the entire series. I'm being vague because we haven't done a spoiler alert yet and I don't want to ruin anybody's fun.
Oh, hey, that is a good spot for that, right?
Yeah, right there. So go ahead, give them the spoiler alert.
Okay, so while the White Tower podcast may be afraid to spoil stuff for you, we are not. We will spoil anything and everything.
The Aes Sedai are weak and fearful. Just kidding, Jen and Jess, we love you. we don't have fancy titles either. So again, there was your spoiler alert. So anything here from this point forward, we'll probably do a little bit of a spoiler alert in each podcast just in case someone accidentally picks up on an episode further down the line. We don't want to ruin the book for anybody because it's fantastic to be able to read the entire series and not know what's coming. It's even cooler to know what's coming or to do like I did and finish the series so long ago that whenever you start a reread, everything you thought that happened over several books actually happened in the first book and you're like, I don't remember what happened in the middle. Oh, God.
Is it a little bit like reading it for the first time again?
It kind of is, actually. And some of the stuff, the internet's rabbit hole, where you start looking at one spot and you wind up looking at another. Like the website you recommended, the encyclopedia-wot.org that I started on, I clicked a link and somehow wound up on wot.wiki. Or wiki of, because I always put the A at the end. It's kind of weird. But the wot.wika? There, let's go with Wicca. Jesus, English, man. Wicca.com. And I'm just reading stuff about Pat and Fane that, like we were talking about before we started recording, that I completely forgot that just makes, for his example, him a far more terrifying character than I remember. Because right off the bat, he makes you feel greasy. But I just remember him as being more of an annoyance than an actual threat. And I'm just like, nope, no, no, I was wrong. My bad. No.
Yeah. So much no.
So much. God, that is... Anyway, we'll definitely... He might warrant his own episode, actually.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. All the major characters, and I think the Dark Friends...
Oh, there's...
Being the best of the Dark Friends is probably going to get his own episode. He shows up in so many books.
Oh, yeah. Just when you think Pat and Fane will never be around again.
He's like,
you see a dirty hobo creeping around a corner, and you're like, fuck, no, come on, really?
It's like, I went, they killed me, and I'm back.
It's like the Joker from every like comic and animated portion of Batman, where you think like he's finally in prison for good.
Right.
And no, he's back for whatever reason. But yeah, so things like that, that we kind of want to talk about. I know myself for sure, in my personal private life, I'm very non PC or politically correct, to keep abbreviations kind of uniform and easy to understand, I suppose. So, there are times where I'm sure that might shine through. I know I mean no offense by any of the stuff I say. By virtue of who I am as a person and the job that I have in civilian life, I extremely value thick skin. That is your ability to kind of have a back and forth banter with people that disagree with you or your friends, the ability to expose yourself or be exposed to opposing viewpoints in all facets of life and just not be offended, or at least have the mental capacity to step back when you feel yourself getting far too agitated or excited, or to put it a little more essentially, aroused by the topic.
Yeah.
That's the voice you should hear at night when you go to lay down, when you turn on YouPorn or something like that. Aroused. There you go. I've been aroused. It's happening. I also have a squeaky chair. So if you hear squeaks, that's probably me and my squeaky chair. Because whereas Discord has push to talk, VoiceMeter Banana does not, and that is what we are currently using to record. So if you have any recommendations for two people that are not in the same room or state even to record audio simultaneously, please let us know, because I am trying to avoid having to upload large data files of voice. I actually don't know how large voice files get. I don't know. You'd be better at that than I am, Aaron.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Oh, shit. I do have to do that. Yeah. So the second cuss word of mine, obviously, shows this is not a PG-13. And if you're reading The Wheel of Time, you probably should be able to handle R and X rated concepts, because the series does get very messy. It does get very graphic. And it does deal with a lot of adult themes. For those of you that are looking at this maybe for the first time, now is a fantastic time, since Amazon Studio, would it be Amazon Studios and Sony Pictures?
Yeah, Amazon Studios in cooperation with Sony Pictures. I'm not sure how the titles work out, but that's what it.
Yeah.
Amazon and Sony.
Yeah, Amazon and Sony, with Rafe Judkins, I believe I'm saying that right. That's what it looks like, at least. He's famous from Survivor, and he's done a couple he's been a producer for like a couple decent shows, I believe. Rafe, if you ever happen to listen to this, please don't hate me. We love you long time.
Pretty sure he's still gonna do the show regardless of what we.
Yeah, so that's what we're ultimately getting at, is he's going to be the primary, at least, director and producer. Maybe not producer, but director. I think that's probably more accurate.
They say showrunner now, I think is.
Oh, showrunner. Then he'll be that. Whatever that job is what he's doing. I think the last picture that I saw that he posted to either Instagram or Twitter showed a script for like episode 102.
Or 102. So it'd be episode season one, episode two.
Oh. I really hope it's like episode 102. Not yeah. Season one, episode two. But either way, it's super exciting. They're going to be finally turning this into a TV series.
Well, I saw that, and I think that the name of the episode was Leave Takings.
So. Oh, yeah. Well, then that would be season one, episode two. Is every book maybe going to be a series? I mean, a season, not a series? That'd be rude.
I don't. how long would it take? 14 years?
Yeah, that's assuming that they can push out an entire season every year.
I think the best we can hope for is 10 years, right?
Probably.
The gold standard for TV shows.
I mean, and that's not including any kind of backstory on the characters more than what's already in. Any filler. So, like, you know, that's like, wouldn't include, like, backstory on Rand's mom that you find in, like, the Wheel of Time Companion that I have here. So if you hear pages flipping, it's probably from the Wheel of Time Companion or me making furious notes on my notebook. So I guess we'll talk, let's kind of really introduce ourselves and then kind of dive a little bit more into the ideas we have for the podcast and open it up for anybody that may be listening. Kind of tell them where they can find us, that kind of stuff later on. But I've been talking most of the time, actually, so why don't you get in and you know, kind of talk about yourself and introduce yourself to our unsuspecting listeners.
Well, I think here's a good part to take a second and say that both of us are military. Well, I was former military. You're currently in the military.
Yes.
And so you might hear some unpolished language, and that's probably why.
Yeah. We're dirty, dirty veterans.
Dirty.
We're tainted.
Even if nobody else loves me, my wife still does. So, but no, I live in Ohio. I was in the Marine Corps. Basically, there's cornfields everywhere, and my life is boring. So, I read a lot. I'm not sure what else there is to say.
What do you do for work?
I work on computers. I do IT work at a hospital. It can be exciting, but it gives me a lot of extra time to read.
I am Andrew. Like Aaron has already said, I'm an active member of the military. Don't really want to get into terrible specifics about when, or not really when, because that's now, but where and exactly what my job is. Not that you can't ask, it's just not something that I typically advertise or feel a need to discuss exactly. I've been in the military for about 6.5, a little over half years. Love it, love every minute of it, except for the chronic back pain, the inability to say most sentences without a cuss word here and there, unless I'm doing something like this apparently. It has this interesting benefits and effects, but so that does come with the cautions associated with it. I don't suffer from any kind of like post-combat syndromes or anything like that, so no worries about that. To answer the questions, no, I have never killed anybody, because there's always somebody that's going to ask that.
Me neither.
Yet. Let me put it like that, yet.
Yeah.
I have drawn guns on people.
The day's not over.
Yeah. I have drawn guns on people. That doesn't necessarily mean while in the military.
Yeah.
Those are interesting, like, streaming Twitch or something, like, stories.
I've thrown hands more often than drawn down on
something. Man, I cheat. I can't fight, so I'm just like, nope. I'm either going to, like, hit you with the car, or I'm going to articulate a way to be like, he was twice my size, so I shot him in the kneecaps. I'm sorry. I wasn't aiming there. That's how it happened. Anyway, yeah.
Twice.
In addition to my 12-hour plus shifts at work that alternate weekly, I am also in an IT school with the My Computer Career people. That name is proprietary property of My Computer Career, and we are in no way sponsored. So don't sue.
At least don't sue.
But if you're looking for IT training, things like that are good. It's a certification program that I'm absolutely loving and adoring, and getting better and better with computers every single day except for Sundays, because the out-of-class time I need to clock is not available on Sundays. But anyway, so I first was introduced to the Wheel of Time series, I don't even know how long ago. I hadn't been in high school too long for me. And I was talking to a family friend down at my grandma's about how much I love to read, that I had finished the books that were out for the Harry Potter series, I believe, at the time. And that's whenever that friend introduced me to the Wheel of Time series and handed me the first two books. The Eye of the World, and because I don't have the books in front of me, I can never remember the names because I'm terrible like that. What's the second book?
The Dragon Reborn.
The Dragon, duh. Yeah. I never claimed to be a smart man. But yeah, so the Eye of the World and the Dragon Reborn, and it was rough kind of getting started, because until you get to the more actiony parts or the more, I guess, enthralling parts, it sometimes is a little hard maybe to get into it because it's a lot of like exposition.
I'm sorry, I lied. It's The Great Hunt.
Oh, I just looked at it. I took it with me to work today because I'm that close to being done with my first reread of the first book.
We're going to get angry letters already. We don't have any listeners.
Well, The Dragon Reborn is the third book. I can at least read that from here. We already screwed up. We're terrible. In my defense, I am having an adult beverage.
Ooh.
Yeah, so if you ever hear like a bottle open or something like that, it's probably me enjoying a beer made by America's oldest brewery. So bonus points if you can get that. You might be automatically elevated from initiate to just had it dedicated in the Black Tower for you male channelers out there. Anyway, so yeah, and I read through the series, and I remember getting to book 10 and being told that's it right now. Robert Jordan actually, you know, had at that point passed away, unfortunately, I believe.
Yeah.
And it looked for a short while like we would never get another book. And then his wife and Brandon Sanderson, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I'm just making sure his first name was Brandon. I don't know why I thought Brand. Maybe because Rand, I don't know. Anyway, found out that they were going to be finishing out the final book, and thankfully for us, they turned it into 3, giving us a nice 14-book series that whenever I got my hands on the 11th book, I sat down and read the entire thing in a 3-day weekend at my grandma's and instantly loved it and hated myself for finishing the book so fast.
Yeah.
I have not read New Spring yet. So I'm looking forward to finishing my reread of the entire series and getting that kind of feeling of finishing the series and then thinking that obviously I won't think that I'm done. I'll know I'm not. But having that I'm done with the series. Oh, wait, there's another book. And because it's the prequel to the entire series, and I can't wait. I'm sure it'll be spoiled, but I'm fine with it.
That's where I'm at right now. I'm partway through book 7, A Crown of Swords. And I'm planning on when I get done with my first read through, then I can read New Spring.
Oh yeah, this is your first read through the series.
Yeah, it's my first read through. Although I have spoiled a great many things for myself,
As I'm sure we will undoubtedly spoil things for others that, unbeknownst to themselves, stumble upon the spoilers. That sounded like a very clunky sentence when I look back at it.
Yeah. Well.
But So that's where we both came through. How we met, I started listening to the White Tower, a Wheel of Time podcast with the lovely host, Jen and Jess. Hosts, plural? Not hostess. Hostesses? The hostesses, but the mostesses? Jen and Jess, fantastic. If you're not already listening to the White Tower podcast, you're missing out, because they're doing a fantastic chapter by chapter go through, which at estimation of two chapters per week, that's 104 chapters a year, which will take you through like the first 2 books.
Yeah, I think she said it works out to like 7.5 years or something.
Yeah, it's like 7.5 years just to go through the chapters, and it will be well worth it, and I'm hope their audience grows and grows and grows. Because it's fantastic. Yeah, it definitely is. It's astounding how... Because they just started maybe a month ago now? I think so. I think they started like mid to early September, I believe. Yeah. Because they're on chapters 7 and 8 was the last podcast they released this past Wednesday. That was the 10th, yeah.
That'd be 4 episodes.
So yeah, that's 4 episodes. So yeah, it's a month. Well, no, because it's a little bit longer because they also had that introductory episode, and then I think the following week was whenever this one came out. I can actually look right now and see how long ago their first podcast came out.
Right. So while you're looking for that, I think
I found it.
You had put on Twitter that you were looking for a partner and ideas for how to do a Wheel of Time podcast, that you really wanted to do something. And we just started messaging each other back and forth, on Twitter.
Yeah. There was someone else that said they thought that it would be a good idea. And I told them, you're free to message me. And they never did. And I pretty much, I believe, said the same thing to you. And you actually messaged me or tweeted back to me. It was one of the two. I believe it was a message. Because it was like the next day or something. And I was like, oh, snap. This might actually become a thing. And I was super excited. I did find that their first, the teaser for their podcast came out 26 days ago. And the first episode came out the day after that. So 25 days ago, with the day being the 14th of October of 2018. And they have since pushed out a total of 7 episodes. One of them being a bonus episode talking about the TV show coming out.
Their casting choices.
That one I still have to listen to. I don't have a lot of time to listen to podcasts because I only live 7 minutes away from work, so it doesn't take me long to get to work, and that's generally the most of the time when I get to listen, because when I'm at home, I'm doing a lot of schoolwork or catching up on messages or stuff with friends. But so that's kind of how we came together. We had the idea, we planned to start recording earlier, and life gets in the way, as it often does.
Right.
So we're still playing around with the idea of maybe recording a podcast in advance. There's obvious obvious pros and cons to that we're still trying to decide what we want to do. It just kind of depends on how trying to get everything done goes, of course. But so that's a very brief introduction into the Black Tower podcast. With a little bit of information, of course, on the series and what we're aiming for. So if you have ideas of concepts that maybe you've thought about in the book series that you'd just like to hear our take on, or see us explore, specific characters that you love, like I know we're both excited, really excited to do an episode on Pad and Fane, which isn't too much of a spoiler because you do see him in, like, within the first, 5-6 chapters of Eye of the World. Thanks. Is it that early? It's definitely, it's very early in the book when you first meet him, and you have no idea of exactly what you have just met. I'm not even going to say who. He's more evil than man.
Yeah, because nothing's really happened yet. They're still even introducing all of the main cast from the first, the first setting off point, if you want to think about it in terms of having a party together and leaving on your quest.
It's like the part of D&D whenever you're sitting around the table introducing yourselves, and it takes far longer than you imagined that it would.
Absolutely.
But it turns out to be actually important.
Everybody's in somebody's mom's basement with Cheeto dust everywhere and Mountain Dew. And
oh, yeah.
Figure it all out.
When you said Cheeto dust, I thought of like the practice rounds for the 203.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, no Cheeto dust. That's kind of the idea. Very generally speaking, and a lot of rambling in between about who we are and why we want to do this. Again, this will be a non-linear, non-chronological style look at the Wheel of Time. We're not claiming that we are the first to think of this. I'm sure we're not. I'd almost guarantee we're not. I know there's several podcasts out there, and I expect the number to only grow with the announcement here within the last couple of weeks of the show being greenlit for production.
Absolutely.
So it will definitely grow, as will the fan base, and it will absolutely explode when it becomes a series on Amazon. We're talking going from a kind of niche group of a fan base to suddenly Game of Thrones size fan base, probably, hopefully, times 10.
That might be optimistic.
Yeah, well, you know.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Well, you know, everybody, really only watched the first season for Jason Momoa, so.
Right.
That's why so many people That's why so many people flock to see Justice League.
Oh my gosh.
That horror. That, well, the Justice League was actually pretty good.
So anyway. Many abs.
All the abs.
I loved him when he was on Stargate Atlantis. I'm sorry.
I never watched Stargate Atlantis.
Oh my god.
I haven't had a lot of time for TV shows.
That could be a whole different podcast.
I imagine so.
But yeah, I think we're doing this because we want people to love the series as much as we do.
And we,
whether it's because of the books or the TV show, I think either way.
And we want to be able to talk about the stuff that excites us. Not, there's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with doing a chapter by chapter read through synopsis and analyst of the series as it progresses. It's definitely, I love the idea. I think it's a fantastic idea.
No, and I actually listen to two different podcasts that do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, there's The White Tower with Jen and Jess, and there's another one called Wheel of Time Pod Through.
I've seen them on Twitter.
They're really, really good. They're not as opinionated about some of the things as Jen and Jess are, but
yeah,
it's still worth listening to, and yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you guys, you're gonna have that here as well. There's gonna be times and things where we're talking in this podcast, and we're very opinionated on the theme or the characters. I'm sure there'll be times where our opinions themselves clash. We're not gonna censor any of that. And if our opinions clash with yours, it's the nature of being two separate human beings. You know, I've always said that as long as there are two people on the earth, you will have conflict, you will have opposing opinions. And I believe that it's an incredible disservice to shun or ignore any opinion. You should at least attempt to listen to the opinions that others have. And the more it challenges your own concepts and beliefs, the better, because it'll either show you a better way of thinking or a better way of seeing something, or it will make you stronger in what you believe and see or think about any, whatever the subject is, by virtue of making you think about it more and maybe do some more research. As I know I will have to do more research to remind myself. But we're at the end of our recording time. For tonight, like I said, it's going to be very short, 30 minutes or so. It'll probably be like just under 30 minutes once a couple things get edited out. But
chair squeaks and stuff like that.
Yeah, my chair squeaks. All of that stuff. So right now, all we have is the Twitter, which you can find us at TowerPod, TowerPod. And you'll see that the title is the Black Tower Podcast. Again, for anybody that's didn't hear in the beginning, we did talk to Jen and Jess from the White Tower Podcast about this. They love the idea of having a Black Tower, and they're excited to hear. And there's some potential for some guest appearances from them on the podcast, and maybe vice versa. We'll have to see how it goes. But I know we are out of time for tonight. So stay on the lookout, and we will publish the next episode. I don't know. We hadn't decided on a publishing time frame yet.
When we can,
as soon as possible. But stay, follow us on Twitter, so that we'll definitely tweet out when the next podcast is up. And thanks for tuning in to the introductory, and hopefully by the time you're at the end of this, maybe you can go ahead and click on and listen to episode one, and we'll get rolling on the fantastic series.
Yeah, absolutely. And just for myself and for my co-host here, Andrew, that we just appreciate you listening and hope that you have a good time like we do.
Yeah, definitely. If you're not enjoying it, you're doing something wrong or in the wrong spot. But with that, we will see you in the official first episode. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
To a theater near you.
Oh my gosh.
All right.